As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10, place your first bet on any game, and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.
Ryan Pace has done such an amazing job of building the last 3 years. We have a lot of depth. We feel like we're going to have a great opportunity offensively to do what we need to do. And the time is now. We know that.
It's Hogan Johns.
Come Sunday or Monday, Thursday, wherever time it is, we prepare.
Like my success doesn't really matter as much as the team's success.
You can feel the energy, the juice, the swag coming back.
It's a fun time to be a Chicago Bear.
From NBC Sports Chicago, it's Adam Ho.
You are the father.
Daddy?
And from the Athletic, it's Adam Johns.
It truly is a beauty and the beast. I might add a handsome beast to that.
It's the Adams.
The Adams converge.
Hogan Johns.
What's up? Welcome in. Hogue and Johns back with you midweek in between preseason game number 2 and preseason game number 3. And Johnsy, what will be a start for Justin Fields, for whatever that's worth.
Still not the starter, but he will start against the Tennessee Titans in Nashville.
That's right.
That's something, I guess. Better than nothing, but something.
Yeah, the Bears are going to treat this one, it sounds like, as more like the old school fourth preseason game that everyone's kind of used to. So in this case, that means Andy Dalton's a starter. He's not going to play. Justin Fields will play about the first half, and then everybody gets treated to Nick Foles for the second half.
Slice and dice, baby.
Right. So we will be there for the game. First road trip in a long time, and looking forward to that. So we will be there, and we will have a post-game episode for you. What'll be really late Saturday night, early Sunday morning, but you have that to look forward to. Welcome in. Hogan Johns here with you at Adam Hogue on Twitter, at Adam Johns. And you can read him on The Athletic, theathletic.com/Hogan Johns is where you go to subscribe. You can read me at NBCSportsChicago.com. Got a column up just posted on Matt Nagy's offense and how he's going to get it going in year 4. And to help us figure that out, we bring in our guy, Nate Tice, the original Justin Fields stan, as I think the kids would say. Is that what they say?
I think they do.
Something like that.
I can't like say that without thinking of the music video. So I'm just always like, is that what you want to be called?
That's an Eminem reference for all you young people out there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, the guy that does the Rihanna songs now. I think that's how people know him now.
Which is crazy, because that is not how I remember him. That's for sure.
No.
All right. Well, Nate's been awesome. We love having him on the podcast. And last time was post-draft. We had him right before the draft when he was really advocating for Justin Fields, and then the Bears ended up making the move. So time to check in. Nate, you are an awesome follow on Twitter. People should be following you at Nate Tice. I think there's an underscore there at the end too, right?
In between. Nate underscore Tice.
Yeah. Let me make sure I got that.
I don't know why I did that back in the day. I still don't, because I think Nate Tice was available, but whatever. Oh. Yeah. I know. And I think the Nate Tice that took it too is like, he has some controversial sports takes. So I think he's fooled a couple people. Like, yeah, I think he's a huge Jets fan or something. And he'll tweet at like local radio all the time. And I'm like, and I see people like tweeting back at him. I'm like, oh no, that's not me. Please. I promise.
I might have to follow him.
I know.
He doesn't think the Bears should have gotten rid of Mitch Trubisky.
Oh no, no. Yeah. He honestly is like, he's clamoring for like some like late 90s football. Rex Grossman, you know, he wants Grossman back. He wants those Bears teams back. Like that is his epitome of football right there.
Well, the conversation that is raging in Chicago, and honestly, it seems like nationally too. This has been a big story and a big. And no one seems happy with how the Bears are handling this, and it's mainly because in two preseason games that have been on the NFL Network nationally, so pretty much everyone's been able to watch them if they want. Justin Fields has looked pretty damn good, and Andy Dalton in the first team offense has not. Even though Andy, in all fairness, has not really played with any of the starters. So, Nate, how do you feel like this is going from your perspective, watching the games, and how do you think the Bears are handling it?
I'm still waiting for him to let him loose a little bit, but it has been good to see some of kind of the concepts he ran in college sprinkled in, which weren't college concepts. They were actually more pro concepts, but Ohio State ran them, but then a Nagy Reed offense doesn't really major in them. And the concepts I'm talking about is like more vertical kind of stuff, two goes and a post in the middle read, as I'll call it. And seeing Fields read everything out, I went into these preseason, I'm like, okay, not just a grain of salt, like an ounce of salt with everything. It's preseason, it's preseason, it's preseason, it's preseason. I just wrote an article on Trevor Lawrence, and the whole time I'm like just banging my head, like, just don't get too excited. It's still exciting to watch him. Like, it's still cool to see. There's none of the worries that you see with a rookie quarterback where their eyes are all over the place and they just look panicked, where it's like they're locking in one guy and then they're like, that guy's not coming open. Then they just panic. They just scramble around. They do frantic stuff. When Justin Fields was scrambling, it was controlled. There was a reason to scramble. Hey, guy ran the wrong route. Hey, the DN pinched inside the left tackle, so he breaks contain. How many times have you seen him do that already? And that's been two preseason games. He's done it like three or four times. He did it in college. Like, he made corners miss on blitzes. Like, he has that natural feel. Lawrence is the same way. Trey Lance actually has a little bit of this. All these guys have looked really good, which is kind of scary because you're like, what am I missing? Like, you know, that's always really scary in the preseason, but there's been nothing that's really worried me with him. The one thing that I think kind of got blown out of proportion was when he got smoked on that one blitz and took a hard hit. And that became a whole thing on Twitter. Everyone wants to show how much they know protections, but really what it came down to is I don't know who is the center or the quarterback who that's on, but I know one of them's got to catch it. All they had to do was just change the protection to the right. But what's so cool, seeing how Fields operates pre-snap and how he controls everything, I know he'll never forget that. Like, because they ran it again. They ran a similar pressure later in the game. He was totally fine. He got the ball out quick and he knew it was coming because the offensive line screwed it up again. So he was like, okay, I'm not getting caught again. No, I'm not taking that one to the chin one more time. I'm seeing just what you want to see. It's good eyes, control of the offense. There has been some false start stuff, but that's backups since preseason. But it's just what you want to see from a rookie quarterback. It really is. And that's why I'm still torn why he's not starting week one. And how about when the tweets announcing it were like saying it? And like they're saying Justin Fields is the starter for week three of the preseason. And he will not start week one of the regular season. Like, they just kind of like dot, dot, dotted it. And I think, I don't know, I'll let him loose, especially how that O-line's looking, because I see him creating plays on the move, and he's the fastest guy on the field. Like, he looks like the one D1 guy with a bunch of high school players at some point. I'm still high. I mean, long story short, still high. Love what I see so far. I'm sure you've seen some practice stuff that's really tantalizing as well.
Yeah, no, we've definitely seen a lot of, like, more deep shots taken and completed, but that's part of his, you know, strengths, right? Is being able to complete those. I'm curious, like, all the stuff you just said, I know, like you just said, it's still preseason, but like, how would you rate his readiness? Because that's the conversation, I guess, here in Chicago. Like, is he ready? Is he close to ready? Will we know if he's ready unless he plays in a real actual game? Like, what do you see in terms of readiness?
I think he's ready. I think that's what's awesome about all these young quarterbacks. I think they're all ready, which is rare. Like, the one that maybe had the most hesitation on is Zach Wilson. He's looked pretty good. His eyes can get a little screwy sometimes where he's trying to figure out where to go. I think Fields is ready because I just haven't seen any of the concerning stuff. I haven't seen where there's a play. I'm not even talking about like, oh, there's one or two. I'm saying not one where I'm watching, I'm like, he has no idea what's going on. Like, he has, where he catches the snap and he's just hoping to be an athlete. Like, you'll see a quarterback like Drew Lock do that, and that's why he's not starting. It's because he has no idea what the play is. He's just like, I hope somebody comes open right over the ball and I can throw it or I can scramble. And seeing the one where he had the bad snap, this is kind of telling for me, was he had the bad snap at his feet and he grounded. I want to say that was the first preseason game. And he handled it, blah, 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 played with dead play. It was ugly. I think it was the first drive. Right after the thing, I've 99% of rookie quarterbacks, or I say maybe 95%, which is kind of look to the sideline going like, oh, I can't wait for the next play. So everyone stops staring at me. Fields, right as the play ended, walked straight to his center. And you could see it on film. Just walked straight to his center and was like, hey, you snapped the ball. And the center was like, oh, shit. Like, okay, yes, sir. Like, sir, yes, sir. Like, you know, you could see the center going like, yeah, yep, yep, I got you. Like, giving him a thumbs up. Like, I got you. That is why I think he's ready. And I know that's just anecdotal evidence, but you don't generally see that with young quarterbacks. And so he has the headspace, like the eyes are great. He already is getting respected by his teammates. Just go with it. And he's just going to have the athletic. I mean, we're worried about, I saw somebody on Twitter say that week one's going to be the red wedding with Andy Dalton starting against the Rams defense. And Andy can't really create like this. I know. Yeah. It's got to mean.
The reference works in a lot of ways.
I know. And it's, you know, that's why I think Fields, you got to give him a chance because he can create at least. Yeah, you want to save him hits, but guess what? It's like, yeah, that's 1 week. Are you going to just say, hey, each week that he might get hit a bunch of times, we're going to stop him and put Dalton back in as like a human shield? Like, I just think you just plant your foot and go with it. Because I think when you go with a quarterback or you make your decision, everything else falls in line. And I mean the whole organization. You can go, hey, okay, now we got a rookie quarterback, so we got to sign this guy. And I know everybody's kind of on their last legs with the Nagy and Pace, but still it's, hey, we have a rookie quarterback, so we got to sign this, we got to trade for this. We have a rookie. If you hem and haw back and forth, you kind of just do nothing. It's a bunch of half measures. And I think if you plant your foot and go with the guy, which I think should be Fields, it's a full measure and you're going. And everybody else is set in place. Now we know Andy can help out. It's not that teetering, oh, is Andy starting or not? And teammates feel weird and people walk on eggshells around it. Hey, if you just go with the young guy, just go roll with it and take your blows and but let him just unlock everybody else and let him win you games. You know what I mean? That's just go with it. Let him win you games. That's what I think Justin Fields can do.
Yeah, and I think that's the big difference, right? Because we all know, we've seen enough of Andy Dalton's career. He's not a guy that's going to win you the games. He might just not lose them. And honestly, I think the Bears know that and realize that. And that's kind of been probably what they've been talking about behind the scenes as well. You know, I think to your point about being worried about him getting hurt behind the offensive line. Like, there's no ducking anybody in the NFL. No. You can't just say, let's wait till week four when they play the Lions. Like, the Lions still have NFL players. Like,
yes.
It doesn't, you cannot do that. So that argument to me is just nonsense.
There's no small school that you get to play Austin Peay, you know, in September. You don't get that in the NFL. All these guys are paid to kick your ass and they don't care. They don't care. They're not going to let up and go, oh, it's a rookie quarterback this week. Let's go easy on Justin. It's like every week, everybody's gunning for your head. They actually have more for that if you're somebody with a narrative around you.
Yeah, and honestly, the Austin Peay, like, that was the preseason. Like, that already happened. And like you said, he's passing that test. He just is. You see it. And the one thing I go back to is Matt Nagy said, I think it was the right start of training camp. He said, we're going to know it and you're going to know it. Everybody's going to know it, right? And here's the problem with him saying that I think is actually getting him in trouble. That's already happened. Like, everybody sees it. Everybody knows it. Except they kind of made this promise to Andy Dalton that you were the starter when they signed him. And I guess the next thing I was going to ask you, Nate, is what do you think about that? Because I honestly, I don't necessarily agree with it, but I do see how an NFL organization is saying the 11-year veteran we gave $10 million to, we did tell you we were going to be the starter when you signed here. We didn't have Justin Fields yet. We probably didn't even think we could get Justin Fields at that time. We think you can run the offense competently, so we are going to give you what some people could argue you deserve. You know the NFL. Is that a valid argument? Do other veterans in the locker room respect that? Do future free agents? I don't know. Or do you just say, sorry, man, you're just not as good as Justin Fields?
I think it's the argument that you make. It's whatever bet you make. Is if you said, hey, we promised him, man, I think you're just giving yourself an excuse. And coaches are very good and personnel guys are very good at living the lie of going whatever narrative they want to go down. I shouldn't say a lie, but whatever narrative they want to go down, they are going to sell out on that. So they're like, hey, we promise Andy. Hey, man, we promise Andy. You know how many other teams, you know what the Seattle Seahawks did with Matt Flynn after they gave him big money? hey, we promise you, you're going to be our starter. Guess what? Hey, Russ, we just drafted him the third round. Russell Wilson's our starter now. Sorry, you know, sorry. But that's what franchises, you have to make tough decisions all the time. That's the aspect. That's why you get paid the big bucks, though. That is something I've taken from my dad all the time. It's like, yeah, it's not fair that I have to, you know, me, power that be, has to do these things. But that's why I get paid to do, is you have to make these tough decisions. And that's why I think it's a Breaking Bad quote when I'm blanking on his last name in it, but he just says no half measures. And I'm saying that again, because that's what this is. That's what this is. It's like they're trying to do the best, talk out both sides of their mouth, whatever idiom you want to use here. That's what they're trying to do. And that's why I struggle with that, is shit happens in the NFL. Shit changes every week, every day, every hour. You know, you don't know if somebody's going to get hurt in practice. You don't know who just fell into our laps in the draft. You don't know who, like, any of those things. We know who we all of a sudden became available for a trade a couple of years ago. Khalil Mack all of a sudden is a Bear. You know, like, did you guys in July? Like, I know the guy that he just beat out for the DN spot that was like, oh, shit. Like, all right, well, there goes that. You know, it happens. It's a business. And I think that's what being a pro is understanding it's a business. And Andy Dalton's going to be a competitive dude. He's probably a great presence for Justin. He really is. He's a pro. He should accept that. I mean, it is a business. And yeah, like you said, I don't think that whole free agency thing is as big in the NFL as it is in like NBA, where agents basically run the league. I think in the NFL, it's kind of like, you have seven guys that are all cut from the same cloth. Let's find the one that's the right price for us. So then it's like, hey, this guy hates us because his agent hates us. All right, well, we got three other guys we can go after. You know, there's just so many more available bodies. So I think that, yeah, but that is something you do have to remember, though. You don't want to piss off agents. So that's, I know, I'm trying to like, it's a little bit of everything, but that's managing people. That's why you have to make these decisions. But I agree with you. Even if you did make that promise, it's kind of one of those, it's got to be a hard talk. You just go, it's just things change, man. And I just think this guy gives us the best chance to win. We paid you a bunch of money to kind of give us a security blanket and be a good leader for everybody around here. And that's the talk you have to have. Yeah, like you said, everybody knows. And it's like, you'll know. Everybody will know at the right time. And everyone's like, yeah, we know. Like,
yeah, we know.
The one that got me, the one when I was saying, hey, I haven't seen anything that's like where I'm scared or anything where I'm like negative on. He had a ball batted down the first preseason game. And it's the concepts I was just talking about, 99, I call it, but you'll see the Bucks run it over and over. Justin went to the go route and the receiver ran the wrong, right? He didn't run the wrong route. He had the wrong release. So it squeezed everything real tight. He got out of it right away. He goes to his over route and the over route was muddled and he just went to his check down. The check down got batted down. He did all that right as he was taking his first hitch. And I was like, this guy, yes. I was like, cause it wasn't like bullets started flying. Cause I've seen him do that in college. That's different. He gets the NFL. All of a sudden, I see him in the NFL doing it. I know it's preseason, yes, but it wasn't like he had a great protection on this play. That's why the ball got batted down. It was like, oh, awesome. He's doing those little things. And it's like, all right, let him go. Give him the whole playbook and just see how much he can handle and then go from there.
See, everything you just said there, you know, the receiver not having the right release, you know, the over route being muddled. This is, I think, the sticking point for me is, like, recently the Bears have said that Andy Dalton deserves this chance with the starters because he hasn't played with the starters. But at the same time, we haven't seen Justin Fields play with the starters. So he's we're talking about guys that we would never talk about at Bears camp because Justin Fields is making them worthy of talking about. Like, their routes aren't perfect. They're learning on the fly. Some of these guys just got here right before camp. And, like, this is what sticks with me is, yeah, you know, Andy Dalton deserves to be with the starters, deserves that shot. But, you know, hasn't Justin Fields done enough to at least pique your interest to see what he could do with them too, other than the occasional third or fourth snap that he gets with the second team?
I know. That's exactly it. It's, I mean, you, all good teams, basketball, baseball, football, you remember all those role players because usually there's a star player that makes you remember them. Like, I mean, we all know who Robert Woods and Cooper Kupp are, you know, in the great offense. We all know who Byron Pringle is for the Chiefs because he's got freaking Patrick Mahomes throwing him the ball and throwing him touchdowns. We know who those guys are because the quarterback's really freaking good. And that's, I mean, Julian Edelman's getting Hall of Fame talk. He's not like never had 1,000, you know, like just guys like that. And I, like, it's just because the quarterback makes them look good. That's what a good quarterback does. They hide everything else around them. I mean, they seriously do. They just make everything look sugar-coated. And it's like, wow, we're actually pretty good. And how many times, even with the O-line just falling apart with Justin in front of him, it falls apart in front of Andy. Andy's doing the best he can to read something out. And then it's a sack, a throwaway, a batted ball. Justin made what? Explosive plays in those situations. So, like, just like you said, Adam, it's like why isn't that being rewarded? Like, this guy actually, you know, took chicken shit and made salad out of it, and Andy Dalton's just taking what he's getting, which is, it's fine. It's like having a running back that, yeah, it's blocked up for 4 yards, he's gonna get 4 yards. Justin, it's blocked up for 4 yards, he can take it to a touchdown. Same thing. That's the difference between these two playing quarterback right now.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
When you're hiring for your small business, you want to find quality professionals that are right for the role. That's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs has the tools to find the right professionals for your team faster and for free. I've been through the hiring process before. It can be a pain, but LinkedIn isn't just a job board. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. On LinkedIn, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Hire professionals like a professional on LinkedIn. LinkedIn knows that small businesses are wearing so many hats and might not have the time or resources to hire. LinkedIn is constantly finding ways to make the process easier. And at this point, 2.5 million small businesses are using LinkedIn for hiring. So post your job for free at linkedin.com/Adam. That's linkedin.com/Adam to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So here's where, as much as this becomes somewhat of a controversy and everybody's talking about it, and it is a valid conversation, here's where I just like am also like, all right, everybody settle down, because we all know how this ends, and it's not going to take long. We've seen this over and over and over and over again or in the NFL over the years. The Bears, first of all, I don't think they're a great team. In fact, overall, I've almost seen more concerns than I thought I would see in training camp, but they're going to be good enough that these games are going to matter enough that they're going to have to make the move, right? And if they don't make the move until week three or something like that, it's going to be because they won at least one of those games. So they're going to be like, if Andy Dalton is still starting by week four, he probably went 2-1. But I don't think that's what's going to happen. We've seen this Rams game before. We've seen it the last 2 years in Los Angeles on national television, and it doesn't go well for the Bears offense. They score less than 10 points. They look atrocious. And in past years, they didn't have anybody to go with. John, you're the one who is still convinced to this day that Mitch got benched for Chase Daniel two years ago at the Coliseum.
Still convinced.
If he's willing to bench Mitch Trubisky for Chase Daniel, he's going to pull the trigger on Andy Dalton in the middle of the game to try to win. And Justin Fields is going to be playing before we... And this conversation in August is going to end up being useless, because by halftime of week one, it's Justin Fields' season and we're moving on. And that's what's going to happen, I'm telling
you. When it's 17-0, they've been sacked four times. Also, it's going, there it is. I mean, last year, he benched Mitch when he was doing okay against the Falcons.
Yes.
I remember coming on here like a week after that happened, and I was just like, I don't know why he did it, but he did, you know. And so if he's willing to put a quick hook on that, I mean, imagine when all of a sudden he's got number one standing right next to him.
Right. And again, if he doesn't make the move, it's because the Bears won with Andy Dalton.
Correct.
Like, they're
correct.
Doing okay. So
that's
either
results
way
or results oriented process, which is
and Nagy
scary.
Basically admitted that yesterday. So I I still am like, as much as we're talking about this, like, everybody take a chill pill, because yeah. one of two scenarios is going to play out. Either they're winning with Andy Dalton, which I don't think is going to happen, but that is one of the scenarios. And then the other one is they're not winning with Andy Dalton and Justin plays.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
I think the counter argument to that is why? Why even put, if it's inevitable, just make it.
Sure, but week one,
like, I get it. I know with all the promises, you know, like, here's a question for you, Nate. Like, put your dad's hat on or something. You know, be an offensive coordinator for me. What could possibly, like, Andy Dalton's got 10 years of experience, and I know that carries a lot of weight, but, like, for everything you just said,
I love this. I can't wait to hear the question.
I'm trying to get it out. You're trying to be articulating as kind with this question as I can. Like, what does Andy Dalton possibly give you that's better than what Justin Fields can give you?
If veteran
you're
leadership.
Coming up with a game plan. Like.
It's like, but you're just exactly, that's exactly it though, is I have not seen anything mentally where I'm like, oh, well, that's why you can't have Justin out there. It's like, he can't handle checks. He can't handle a read. I've seen him post-snap and pre-snap do stuff already. And that's what he did at Ohio State. And now that's what he's doing in the pros. It's like, I haven't seen anything where I'm like, hey, like, who should have said, like, hey, let's pump the brakes. He's not, but it's like, no, it's like, let's just go. And that's long story short is I don't see anything that it's like, why would you not have the guy that can create something? And to, bringing up the point of maybe the personnel not being as great as you thought. And I actually kind of have some concerns too, watching preseason is, well, let's let the quarterback make our guys look good. Like that's the concept. If we have a whole bunch of C's starting, let's make them look like B minuses. You know, like, let's make them just look tangible players. All of a sudden, we'll know who these dudes are. Like, we'll know who these random undrafted free agents are at receiver and stuff. Like, that is what a good quarterback does. And that's what I know. I just don't see an argument for it other than the veteran leadership, or you don't want to rock the boat. But it sounds like all the teammates are going, like, we kind of like the rookie. So I don't really see much. You know, I do not see it.
Well, and the here's honestly what the problem is, and I believe it. I'll back Andy Dalton on this. He really hasn't done anything wrong. Like, that's part of the problem. He has handled this like an perfect. Absolute pro. There's nobody in the NFL that has a bad thing to say about him. So, like, there's not even that one thing the Bears could go to say to him and be like, you know what? You don't do this right. And honestly, he has looked pretty good in these practices. I know people hate hearing that, whether it's from the head coach or from me, but he's actually practiced pretty well. So when you throw him in there in these games, and you can honestly say he hasn't been playing with Allen Robinson, he hasn't been playing with Cole Kmet, David Montgomery, they may be excuses, but it's actually true. Like, there's nothing that when they have the meeting with Andy to say, we're going with Justin, there's nothing they can actually justify it on other than you're not Justin Fields. But unfortunately,
that's
at the end of the day, that's sometimes how it works in the NFL.
It is. I know. And that's going back to our original discussion. That's the decision. The decision makers have to plant their foot on it and go, like, have that hard talk. It's telling someone, hey, we're breaking up with you, basically. Like, it's not me. Hey, it's not you, it's me. Like, I mean, that's what they have to do. But I mean, like you said, they don't have the excuse because he's played like Andy Dalton. Andy Dalton has played how you picture Andy Dalton to play in the Bears offense. And that's the good and the bad. And I think a part of this is why you play in week one is, like, we just made the joke about coming in at halftime, they're getting rocked. Is now you have the excuse. Now you have to go, hey, we're down 21. We need a spark, Andy. I'm sorry. That's what they need. Maybe they just need that built-in excuse where it's just like, hey, we are covered. We're not only covered just by ourselves. We're covered by anybody that hates Justin Fields and doesn't understand why we're playing a rookie. That's just making themselves bulletproof for any change that they do want to make. Not that it sounds like anyone in Chicago is fighting too much based on what I see going on right now, or just the shots of the stands where everyone's high-fiving over a 3-yard gain because it's Justin, Fields getting it. Yeah. Justin Fields is getting it instead of Andy.
He hit the flat. What a play.
Oh, my God.
Crowd
it was
goes
awesome.
Crazy.
Every play, they just showed the stands. It was like the same guy, too. And he looked like he's from Alabama, but somehow he's from Chicago. But, yeah.
You know what, too? If Andy Dalton's the guy that the Bears say he is, too, and everybody says he is, too, then he should probably give the thumbs up on it as well. Like, this inevitable move, like Andy will understand, right? Like, at the end of the day, I think he'll understand that this is not only coming, but maybe what's best for the current team, not just the future, but the current team.
And like you said, Andy Dalton is, by all accounts, I've met him once back in the day, but I would say every, like you just said, universally considered a good guy and a good teammate. So it's like, which is great, honestly. It's like, it makes these, it should, in theory, make these discussions easier. But, you know, you never know what the dynamics of everybody are. He might hate somebody, you know, like, you don't know what those kind of interpersonal workings are. And by all accounts, yeah, it's, sometimes it sucks in this business is that it's just like, and it always just seems like the people that are, where it's, you're taking advantage of it, say, yeah, it's a business, but it's like, that's kind of what it is. Hey, at least we paid you 10 mil, you know, to be in our locker room, in our, you know, veteran leader, in our quarterback room, helping a rookie quarterback along. And that's how you have to sell it to him. And like you said, I think Andy's the type of guy that be pissed because he's a competitor. I mean, listen to him. He goes, my time's now too. And people made fun of it, but it's like, no, hell yeah. I want to hear that. I want to hear that from any quarterback. Like, no, I'm the starter. Like, that's what you want to hear. He's competitive. But like you said, I think he is a good guy that would like take a deep breath and swallow his pride and go like, yeah, it's best for the team. And guess what? I signed with this team. It is what it is.
So my last question for you, Nate, is about Matt Nagy more than anything. And it's that, you know, in Chicago, I think Johns and I feel this every day. And maybe it's just the handling of this, which I don't think has been nearly as bad as people are making out to. But, you know, he just, whatever equity he built up in 2018 seems to be gone. And the one area where that's completely fair is the fact that his offense has averaged average rank of 26 in the NFL over the last 3 years in yards per play, which is a stat I like to pay attention to. So, you know, it just hasn't been good enough. And this is year four. And honestly, coaches don't often get year four. Whether you're an offensive coordinator or a head coach, an offensive head coach, like if your offense is 26 after 3 years, you're lucky to still have your job. And that's just the reality of the league. So there's a lot of pressure here. I guess my question to you is, and this is sort of exasperated the last week because Mitch Trubisky came to Chicago and lit up the defense, even though we've seen what Mitch Trubisky does against vanilla defenses, and that's what the Bears defense was the other day, just completely vanilla. Like, please, that's a whole nother subject. Don't overreact to that. But it did create this discussion of, oh, it wasn't Mitch, it was Matt Nagy. Do you think Justin Fields, if and when he plays, can be the key that unlocks this offense, or does it run deeper than just the quarterback?
I just know one thing. Andy Reid's been doing a lot of good shit for a lot of years, and no one cared until Patrick Mahomes was his quarterback. good players unlock everything. And so all of a sudden, I think that stuff's going to look a lot better when he's running that 989 concept and reading it out as opposed to taking a sack, or he's scrambling for a first down, or he's hitting an RPO. Like, when you got a guy that operates that well, it just, all the concepts look great. Everyone tried to steal the Seahawks defense for years and years and years, not realizing that you need Earl Thomas and Richard Sherman and Bobby Wagner and an awesome defensive pass rushers. But everyone goes, it's the system. It's the system. We're changing NFL football. And everyone tried to copy it for 5 years. And then now we're finally realizing, oh, you don't have Earl Thomas that can cover sideline to sideline and Richard Sherman that can lock down the entire half of the field and Bobby Wagner that can run with a receiver deep. It's like, yeah, good players make everything look great. So all of a sudden when you get Matt Nagy, who runs basically a, you know, Mr. Pibb version of Andy Reid's offense, it's going to look a lot better when you get a guy that can just handle everything and just go, hey, we're going to run a sprint out here. Awesome. Hey, we're going to run a bootleg here. Awesome. Hey, we're going to run a deep concept here. Oh, he can actually throw it 65 yards as opposed to like, he's going to throw it 40, like 50 yards and it might go to the left, it might go to the right, but it's like Justin's at least going to like give it a shot, give it a chance. And we've already seen, I mean, those elite concepts look pretty great already in the preseason, hitting those tight ends late. You know, it's because you actually trust him. He's going to make all those plays look good. So, yeah. So I think that's why you go with the good players, is because they make the coaches look good. And I think that's where you're going to see more, where people go, oh, he knows what he's doing. That, hold on real quick. Is that in 2017, and I think I talked about this on here before, was Nagy did the stuff where he was bombs away on third down. And I'm telling you, everybody was like, 2018. I'm sorry. And all of a sudden, he's just, he's with the Chiefs, and he's just going bombs away, bombs away, bombs away. And with Alex Smith as a quarterback, and it was just kind of one of those things where watching it, that was really cool. It's like, so Matt Nagy has some innovator in him, some way of looking at things different. It just helps probably when you have somebody competent to see it as he sees it. So I'm very curious to see a trigger man run it, because the scheme stuff is like solid. I think Nagy's weakness sometimes is he sometimes loses the flow of the game. Like he's like, hey, I really like this play. I'm going to call it now. As opposed to going like, hey, we ran a couple zones. Let's run a play action here. You know, set stuff up. I think that's kind of one of his negatives. But I do think he's a solid play designer. And those plays are going to look really good when you have number one operating them and throwing it bombs away and actually hitting explosive plays as opposed to checking it down or panicking when they're back there.
It's the hang up with him and Mitch Trubisky, wasn't it? Perfectly dialed up play calls. Taylor Gabriel, 5 yards behind the receiver.
But again, to your point, Nate, too, I mean, it's the players, because even you go to 2017 and it's like the one outlier in Alex Smith's entire career where I think he was top three in air yards.
Yep.
You know, it helps when you have Tyreek Hill and,
Travis Kelce
and Kareem Hunt was on that offense. Yep. So like the Bears don't have those guys, but maybe Justin Fields is the thing that's.
If you have the quarterback, that's the thing, is that quarterback just bumps everyone else up a grade. It just does. It's quarterback does that for everybody. The center does that for the offensive line. They just have that effect of where everybody else just kind of chills the F out. really, that's what it does. It hides them their blemishes. It's like, I didn't get that far open. Oh shit, the ball's right on the money. Okay, that's nice. Oh man, a right tackle missed another block. Ah, there goes Justin for a 12-yard scramble. Like, that's what a good quarterback can do.
I love that. I love that mentality. Justin Fields comes in and everyone just chills the F out. And all of a sudden, it all works. We'll see if that happens.
Let's see.
Nate, we love talking to you, man. It's always insightful stuff. And you break it down like nobody can. So check out his work on The Athletic. And what else should we promote for you? You got anything?
I started my Substack today. So trying to do more of my Twitter threads into my one place, so you don't have to click on a whole bunch of tweets. So it's called The Silent Count. So silentcount.substack.com. Check it out. My first article, paid article today, was breakdown of Trevor Lawrence's game against the Saints the other night.
To check that out.
You want to talk about another stud quarterback? Yeah, it's he's the truth. Like he really is. Thank God they announced him as a starter, because I would have pulled my hair out if they act like this was a quarterback competition for one more day.
yeah that was a competition for sure it was. Yeah.
wake sure. nudge
yeah. All right, there he is, Nate Tice. Thanks so much, man. We appreciate it.
Thanks again for having me on.
All right, always love talking to Nate, and that's gonna do it for our episode today. Just nice, simple, full episode with Nate Tice. He's the best. And unless you got any final thoughts, Johnsy, as always, as I have to ask you contractually.
No, I'm good.
And most days you say, no, I'm good. I'm fine.
No, I'm good. You know, check out our 53-man roster projection on The Athletic right now. One more day of training camp. One more preseason game. And we're into regular season prep, my man.
There it is. With Andy Dalton. For at least a minute. All right, follow us on Twitter at Adam Hogue, at Adam Johns, at Nate_Tice. We will talk to you after the game on Saturday in Tennessee. See ya.
Justin Fields time, baby!
Hey, football fans, this is Diana Rossini from The Athletic. Get the top stories in pro football snapped directly to your inbox with our latest NFL newsletter, Scoop City. Jacob Robinson and I will bring you the daily scoop of top NFL articles, posts, and podcasts every Monday to Friday. Sign up for free now at theathletic.com/scoop.